Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Lovero joins us once a month with his great news and analysis. Really a great political mind. That's coming up in about 6 minutes. Right now, we're continuing with your phone calls. Bill in Texas was asking about a former DEA agent. He was also, of course, an Army Ranger in Vietnam, not a Texas Ranger, who went public about corruption. That's Sully Costello, and the book is Powder Burns, which is out of print, but we've got about 75 of them left. By the way, it's on discount at Infowars.com. We discounted it a few weeks ago. There was 75 left then. I don't even know if we have any. But if it's up on the site, we do have some left, probably a few left. So Powder Burns, yes, available. Didn't mean to plug it, but there's a plug. Great book by Sully Costello, out of print. Get your copy. They're all signed, by the way, the copies I've got. Going back to Bill, you also wanted to know about gold. There's already rules. They confiscated gold at gunpoint in 1933. My grandmother remembers it. Handed us paper money, then doubled the value of gold in the next year after they shipped it to Europe. The bankers took over the U.S. in 33. That was their first major raping. They took over the financial system in 1913. Then the raping, the main raping in 33, the federalization, the setup of the state police, the control grid, the slow domestication of the people with welfare and entitlements, and now the neo-fascism, total serfdom, dehumanization is now upon us. The final phase, here we are. But I'm not aware of a new law. I know that if it's collectible or even semi-numismatic, bullion with some collector value, it's not registered. There's not a record. But I do know that if it is a pure bullion that is at melt value or a little above and graded as such, the feds register that and routinely confiscate it. So, yes, it's very, very serious.
And the last thing I had is this time of year is a good time to buy seeds on sale because they're pulling them off the shelves. And you can get them for 10, 15 cents a pack versus $1 to $2 a piece. And I've had packs of seeds that I've collected over 5 to 7 years ago, and they germinate just fine.
Well, you know, they took papyrus seeds out of 3,000-year-old, 3,500-year-old Egyptian tombs on the tombs up the river. And they grow wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they're kept dry and don't get wet and don't get damaged by sun, seeds will sprout hundreds of years later.
Yeah, and I got boxes of them just in case I ever need them.
Just keep them dry, as you know, or they'll sprout on their own.
And one last quick thing, being a ham radio operator. I've noticed about the last 5, 7 years, all the new scanners don't have the military frequencies on them. So pick up an old scanner. That way you can listen to all things.
That's right. All around us, massive changes are taking place. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. We've got time. Let's talk to John. John, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Alex.
Yes, where are you calling from?
Roanoke.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I just want to make an observation that that Ron Paul's popularity, I think, is because he uses the word Constitution. You know, and we the people, we like Constitution. We like that word. And the Constitution is our way out. In Article 6, it talks about the judges. It says all debts guaranteed or contracted engagements entered into before the adoption of the Constitution means we're going to take care of that debt. It goes on to say, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuant thereof. And then it goes on to say...
Tell you what, stay there. I'm going to let you briefly finish up, and we're going to get Mike Rivero on from WhatReallyHappened.com. He's his own talk show here on the network as well. Ton of news. I'm going to blitzkrieg through it with our guest on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Michael Rivero has the popular weekend talk show right here on Genesis and a website rated tens of thousands of places higher than Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly's websites. Tens of millions visit his site every month. I know I visit it every day, whatreallyhappened.com. He'll be joining us here in just one moment. We're getting him on the line. Ted Anderson's waiting in the wings because he's an expert on gold, been in the gold business for 20-plus years, had Midas for, I don't know, 10, 15, I forget. Have a caller talking about the Constitution. A lot of people like Ron Paul because he talks about the Constitution. And you were talking about a subsection of the Constitution. Finish up your point.
Actually, I'm talking about Article 6 of the Constitution. It goes on to say that the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. That's their oath of office. They swore to uphold and defend the Constitution.
But they're total criminals and ignore their oath of office.
But let me go on. In Article 3, it states clearly, it says, "The judges, both of the supreme and the inferior courts, shall hold their office during good behavior and shall at stated times receive services for the services and compensation," so forth. The key here is good behavior. If they act in bad behavior.
No, I understand, but I'm asking you a question. How do you enforce on the judges when they are criminals and the system is criminal?
We have to start at the local level. If a judge is in dishonor, if he is in bad behavior, we don't have to impeach him.
And that's why they say your honor, because it means they're still being honorable.
That's right. But if they are in dishonor, and they're out of a job. It's immediate.
I hear you. I got to jump because we got a guest, and I got to let Ted, I drug the boss, the owner of the network in here, who also owns Midas Resources, to come in here, because we got a caller asking if next year there's a law where you got to report your gold. It isn't next year, folks. There's always a law on this. Here's Ted to explain it all.
Sure. I'm glad to have you. I heard the caller, too, and it was. I'm trying to answer the questions. I'm not on the mic. There are laws currently right now for reporting. Presently at this time, there's the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045, which was passed in 1984, which requires people to report the sale of certain silver and gold bullion items. It just means that you're going to get a W-9 form, you're going to get 1099, and you'll have to give up your Social Security number in order to do that. There are other things. There's cash reporting. Obviously, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, that's a real big one. If there's $10,000 in cash or cash equivalents that up to $10,000 or more, they have to be reported as well. So there are certain requirements there. And the other thing, of course, is when gold did become illegal, which it did here in the United States of America, as a matter of fact, from the year 1900, I think it was 1900 to year 1976. In 1933 is when Franklin Delano Roosevelt confiscated the gold from the citizens. And he did that under executive order. He didn't have an act of Congress. He just did that on his own recognizance to bail out the banks, the Federal Reserve banks at the time.
But it wasn't really a bailout. He shipped it all to Europe, and then it doubled in price.
Well, exactly. That's what happened. Is we didn't have to turn our
Roosevelt gold. Was a scumbag criminal, and I can't believe some people apologize
for
him.
Well, this is the sad part about it is we are required to turn the gold not to the United States government. We're required to turn the gold over to a Federal Reserve Bank branch or agency. That's the
so to be clear and close. But if it is numismatic, meaning having some collector value, it is not under those same reporting rules.
That is because of the eminent domain clause of the Constitution. This is where the Constitution stepped in and helped us out. The Constitution reads, nor shall private property be taken by the government for public use without just compensation. They were not able to take collector coins because of the fact that there was a value above and beyond just the bullion value. If the government decided to start taking collector coins, they'd have to evaluate each one for their certain value of what they were. They didn't want that. They just wanted to have the bulk of gold turned over to the banks so the banks could make this huge profit. And the banks basically turned the debt around. The U.S. banks owed, the Federal Reserve banks owed the people the money because the people had gold certificates that are trying to turn them in and exchange for the gold that was supposed to be in storage.
Just another globalist scam. The point is your paper money is being devalued. We're going to have Ted back up later this week to talk about this in more detail. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
You bet. Okay, going to Michael Rivera, a very busy show today, and I'm just going to shotgun out comments and questions at Mike. Mike, it's good to have you here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me on the show again, Alex.
Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijackings, and then we go up to Infowars.net. Steve Watson wrote an article about the Levon affair, the 1972 Munich Olympics, which we've always known was a staged Israeli operation, Mossad nurturing Hamas, creating them, and fake al-Qaeda in Palestine cells, 2002. These are just the events we know of. But this isn't Mike Rivera or Alex Jones or somebody else or Michael Collins Piper or somebody saying Israel's behind a lot of terror. This is Israel saying it in British intelligence. How big is this report?
Well, the report is definitely a confirmation for people who are seeing an ongoing pattern of false flag attacks that Israel commits, carries out, and then blames on the Palestinians in order to basically destroy them politically. And, of course, people looked at the Entebbe hijacking and rescue. The timing was just a little too cute because the U.S. was beginning to talk to Palestinian representatives to try and sort out the mess in Israel. And just when that was going to happen, along comes this hijacking, this very terrible situation in Entebbe, the heroic rescue and raid, and the situation in Palestine. Basically, the U.S. stopped talking to them. Now, it was very valid for Infowars.com to put up the story about the Levon affair, because the Levon affair was one time where Israel was just absolutely caught red-handed. And again, the motive was to destroy political relations between the United States and Egypt. So what we're seeing here is a continuing pattern where Israel sets up these dirty tricks in order to make sure that the only government in the Mideast that the U.S. is talking to remains Israel. We're not allowed to see any other point of view except Israel's point of view. Victor Ostrovsky, an ex-Mossad agent, revealed how the Mossad smuggled a radio transmitter into Tripoli and sent out a bunch of bogus messages calling for terrorist actions against the U.S., which tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Libya and trying to kill Muammar Gaddafi. They missed and killed his daughter instead. But again, this is the kind of dirty tricks that we see going on. Back to the Levant.
That's right. They snuck up with a midget sub on a coastline and hacked into the cable and transmitted out of it.
Absolutely. And again, a lot of people, as you know, this week will be the 40th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. And a lot of people have come to the conclusion, I'm one of them, that the real motive, the primary motive for this attack, was that if Israel had succeeded in sinking the USS Liberty, they were going to blame Egypt for it. And in point of fact, Israel did say, Egypt is attacking your ship. But when the Liberty was not able to be sunk,
Well, they also rigged up a ham radio system to a makeshift antenna. The first thing the pilots did was shoot off the antenna mast. That was the first thing they were doing, trying to knock out communications. Again, precision attack.
Absolutely. And they were jamming American communication frequencies to make sure the Liberty could not call for help. The really dark side of this story, of course, is that nearby U.S. aircraft carriers launched airplanes to go to the rescue of the USS Liberty.
And I interviewed the admiral who took the call from LBJ saying, I want that GD ship on the bottom.
And McNamara basically ordered the planes to return. So it's very obvious that, as was the case with 9/11, and I'll get back to this in just a second, elements within the U.S. government knew what Israel was doing and wanted it to succeed to further their own plans. It is entirely likely that the attack on USS Cole was another false flag attack, attack on a U.S. ship to blame Israel's enemies in order to continually try to trick the U.S. into war on Israel's enemies, because Israel by itself cannot fight wars of conquest against the Middle East. They have to have a large military power supporting them, and that is the United States.
What does this remind me of? Something that happened 5.5 years ago.
Yeah, very much so. And this gets back to the whole story of 9/11, where we now have the majority of the American people know that the government is lying about what exactly did happen on that day. We have the videotape of the BBC reporting that Building 7 has collapsed while it's still standing in the background. This proves that it was all being stage managed and it was all just this horrific theater piece to try and convince America that we were under dire attack and that we had to attack these other countries to save ourselves. Now, this is exactly the same dirty trick that Adolf Hitler pulled on his own people, because in order to start the invasion of Poland, he had the German army attack a German radio station near the Polish border. They dressed up prisoners in Polish uniforms and shot them dead so the bodies would be found. The German radio station was screaming, the Poles are attacking, the Poles are attacking. The next day, Hitler said, we are being threatened by this enemy, and marched the world off into World War II. Now, we know that the very first people arrested on 9/11 were not Arabs or Saudis or Afghanis or Iraqis or Irans. They were Mossad agents. And they were working for a company that was used as a front for Israeli intelligence operations, and the owner of that company literally abandoned his home, his business, and everything and fled to Israel, where nobody from the U.S. is allowed to talk to him. But the single most damning piece of information about who was really behind 9/11 came from a four-part series on the Israeli spy ring that was reported by Carl Cameron on Fox News and almost immediately erased from their website. And buried in that four-part series was a report that there was evidence that linked Israeli spies to 9/11, but that all of this evidence had been classified by the United States government. So here we have a repeat of what happened back during the attack on the USS Liberty, where there is some kind of chicanery going on with Israel, and our own government is complicit with it.
Mike Rivero, stay there. We got a break. Come back and finish up. But hey, there's no debating this. Here it is. Shin Bet involved in 76 hijacking. Jerusalem Post. We'll talk about the latest terror event.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas, July 3rd, 2007, gold 656. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $677.28, $334.20 for half, $167.10 for quarter. That's $677.28, $334.20, and $167.10. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Mike Rivero is going to be interviewing with me for about 10 minutes in the next segment. If he joins us, the head of a company who's got it in place, many grocery stores, gas stations all over the country, mainly in Austin, Texas, though it's saturated here, accepting driver's license as a way to debit and pay for things, and that has some more shadowy things involved in it with the federal government. So that's coming up. Mike, you're right on top of the alert put out Saturday, the plan to blow up JFK. Now even mainstream news today, 3 days after we, of course, pointed out it was a fraud, you and I respectively, are saying that this is impossible, and it turns out it's the same thing. Provocateurs, patsies, setups, and then a few months from now, as we have in every other case, we'll learn they're completely innocent and they'll drop charges. Mike, break it down for us.
Well, in a nutshell, the mainstream media was trying to scare us all with terror plot uncovered. These individuals were planning to blow up the entire John F. Kennedy International Airport, and we were regaled with horror stories of how they were going to plant bombs on the fuel lines that ran near the runway, and basically the fuel lines were going to explode into flames, and the resulting conflagration would catch the airport itself on fire, spread to all the fuel tanks, blah, 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 blah. Okay, what we have here, however, is your classic setup of patsies to be used for propaganda value by a government that is desperate to keep the American population too scared to objectively think about what's been going on. And what we had was an informant who was functioning virtually as the leader of the group.
That's always the key. The leader is always the informant. It doesn't matter if it's a Klan group they wanted to get to blow up a chemical plant in Fort Worth in 1998. The leader is always in the government. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this guy was a guy who had a drug charge hanging over his head, and basically he was told that if he was able to infiltrate this group and get evidence that they were involved in a terror plot, that they were going to reduce his sentence to some unknown degree. So here we have a guy who's already a criminal, already cannot be trusted. He's given a really strong motive to come up with anything at all. And he comes up and says, these guys are planning this horrific thing, and he's cheering them on and saying, yeah, we should do this and you should do that. Then when they nod with him and say, yeah, that would sound really good, he goes and turns them in for planning this terror attack.
Now, and that's in a good case. I mean, in a few, there's different variants of provocateur, and that's in the good light for the government. We know he did that. In some of the cases, they don't even nod, and the informant, you know, like when informant say that house sold me the marijuana, and it's a 96-year-old woman who gets gunned down.
Yeah, there are even worse cases. There were some cases. Remember back where everybody was being arrested for being a pipe bomb builder, and it turned out they were just busting these plumbers, who of course they have pipes and pipe caps and things in their home, and these good old boys, they're hunters. Of course they've got gunpowder and ammunition stored in their garage.
And the BATF the BATF was so bloodthirsty, they weren't even going after militia people who were their, you know, quote enemies to frame them. This was back in the mid and late 90s, just to up their arrest and get more funding. They were literally picking plumbers, home plumbers, you know, small mom-and-pop plumbers, out of phone books and grew. I mean, that is so cold-blooded, Mike.
It absolutely is, and of course, carried to the extreme is what led to the disaster at Waco, Texas, when they staged a raid and invited the media along, and of course, the media are the ones who alerted David Koresh that it was coming, and the BATF just opened fire, and it just really went downhill from there. But to get up to the current event, basically, the plan that the media has told us that these people were going to follow would never have worked. First of all, jet fuel does not explode the way gasoline does. Second of all, every large fueling facility, whether it's a refinery, your corn,
they're
gas
separated,
station,
they got bulkheads, they're locked down, they're underground.
Safety valves, all kinds of cutoffs. If something happens anywhere in the system, everything shuts down and it's all compartmentalized. So the plan would never have worked. These guys did not have any bombs. They did not have any tools. They had done absolutely nothing at all in terms of actually committing any kind of
and
crime.
And we've seen this, 20, 30 times just in England and the U.S. in the last 5 years alone? I mean, the fake Ryerson plots, there was never any Ryerson in England. They planted fake documents in an Afghan cave. That later came out. But that's always back of the paper.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But the goal of this is to keep the people too scared to be thinking, because once a government starts manipulating its people with fear, it can never let them stop being afraid.
But it's like a junkie, though. You've said that. It's like a junkie, because the more they take, the more they need. It doesn't work anymore. Stay there, Michael Rivero. We'll shift gears into ID cards and back into this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. The website's Infowars.com. And we are joined by the CEO of National Payment Card. And we really do appreciate him coming on. Also, we have Mike Rivero, who is co-hosting in this hour with us, national talk show host, in his own right. And is it Joe Randazzo, sir? Is that how I pronounce your name? Do we have the CEO of national payment card there. Joe, are you there?
Yes, this is Joe Randazza.
Okay, Mr. Randazza, I appreciate you coming on with us.
I appreciate your show.
Tell us about your product, briefly.
National Payment Card offers merchants and consumers the ability to control what they pay for gas at the pump. Today, merchants are paying close to 80 cents a transaction for credit card and debit cards, and National Payment Card offers merchants a low-cost transaction at 17 cents, so they're able to go ahead and offer consumers the ability to roll the price back from $3, as an example, to $2.97.
So we're talking about saving, what, 3 cents a gallon on average?
3 cents a gallon by a consumer going ahead and participating in the merchant's program, and the merchant might use a state driver's license connected to your checking account or a loyalty card connecting to your checking account.
Now, how did this happen? Because I know you're doing this in quite a few states. I know it's big here in Austin, Texas. I have several national news stories here. Here's one from Business Week. Use your driver's license as a debit card, and it talks about MPC, National Payment Card, the company that you head up, sir. We appreciate you spending time with us. I wonder why the national standardized driver's license, which we know the states are standardized, that's convenient that it just so happened to have the right type of barcode, right type of swipe on the back and the right type of digital information. How did that all come together?
Well, you did say the right word, convenient. We're not affiliated with any state agency. We simply went ahead and turned a driver's license, which is a card of convenience because it's already inside your wallet. It has a mag stripe, and like credit cards or debit cards, there are mag stripe on the cards. So in gas stations and in 24 states, you're able to use your driver's license with a mag stripe to be able to connect it for gas. And we just use it as a card of convenience, but we're not affiliated with any state agency. There's no Big Brother aspect.
Do you remember a year ago when it came out that people had magically found out that they were able to at least get the machine to print a receipt for them by sticking their driver's license into the machine? How did that happen, or did you ever hear about that?
I'm aware of that. The driver's license, when you take a driver's license, or if you were to take a loyalty card such as a CVS card, or you were to take a supermarket card and swipe that into a majority of the gas stations in the United States, it reads that card, there's a number on it which is called the financial BIN number, and it initially recognizes it as a debit card, but obviously if it's not connected to the point of sale system to be routed to a company's host, and a consumer doesn't enter a PIN number that's validated through a host computer, no financial transaction is going to take place.
Sure, but it was fooling the machines, is my point.
It's fooling. I'm not exactly aware what you're talking about, but if you go ahead and you take a driver's license and you swipe it into a pump, it looks for it to be like a debit card, but obviously it has to be enrolled and connected as such.
Sure. Well, Mr. Randazza, let me just tell you what I learned about 10 years ago, that they're going to get rid of the income tax and call it a Social Security tax at 10%. They're going to introduce a 20 to 25% national sales tax, and then they're going to make people, even if you pay with a credit card, you're still going to have to swipe with your driver's license or ID because it's going to be an apportioned or graduated sales tax. If you make under about $12,000 to $15,000, depending on the different ideas they're batting around, you'll pay no sales tax. Because, you know, the argument is that sales taxes target the poor and disadvantaged. This way it wouldn't. Have you heard about those proposals?
Not specifically. Once again, in this particular case, a driver's license is used not as a vehicle from a state agency, just as a method for a consumer to use a card that already...
But I'm saying, isn't it interesting that it works with the card's designed to do it, and, have you seen how they swipe driver's license when a 65-year-old man is buying cigars? They're doing that because they've had national consortium meetings, and they're getting the corporations to comply with this in preparation for having to use your card to buy and sell, and I don't even say that from a biblical angle. That is the angle the feds are pushing, and I have mainstream news here with the UN having standardized global ID numbers.
Well, the driver's license is used for age verification and for law enforcement purposes. The information that we use, consumers voluntarily enroll on a website, give us their information on the website, their name, their address, their banking information, and their driver's license information. We simply use...
Why can't you just offer a credit card that gives lower merchant fees? And why are merchant fees so high?
Okay. I'll answer your first question, which is also the answer to your second question. Today, the credit card and debit card companies, in the case of gas stations, charge around 2 to 2.25% of whatever the price of gas is. The difference between $2 a gallon and $3 a gallon based on 10 gallons costs the gas station owner an additional 20 cents because it's based on a percentage of the overall sale. So today when gas is $35, $40, it's costing a gas station around 80 cents a transaction. Because we process the transaction not through the traditional debit card and bank networks, we process through the Federal Reserve using the automatic clearinghouse, the same type of electronic fund transfer you would use for a mortgage or to pay an electronic transaction. We charge 17 cents a transaction, so the merchant is able to go ahead and offer the consumer a benefit back.
But my point is, I wonder why the banks who run most of the credit card companies and debit card companies, I wonder why they're not passing that on. I wonder why they do charge exorbitant. Let me bring Michael Rivero in here. Mike, do you have any? I mean, obviously, I like to save money too, but I just find this whole thing curious. Mike Rivero, do you have any comments?
Yeah, just one comment, and I hate to be a wet blanket on this, but earlier you were saying that the gas stations that are switching over to use this driver's license-based system are going to save some 17 cents in merchant fees over your fill-up, but I notice the gas stations around here don't have any kind of a rebate for those of us who come in and use cash. Obviously, if we're filling up the gas tank using cash, the gas station is not having to pay the merchant fee, yet we're not seeing a lower price being charged.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, I mean, their argument will be the cost of handling cash, but go ahead, sir.
Well, actually, in a lot of the processing agreements that are in place between the credit card companies and the merchants, they're not able by those contracts to offer a cash discount. The companies that control the credit card and banking fees put that as part of their contractual commitment. This does not fit within that because this is another card mechanism that doesn't go through the traditional networks. So we process through the automatic clearinghouse, the Federal Reserve, and we're able to go ahead, and Mike, I'll correct you if I can. It costs the gas station 17 cents a transaction. So instead of them paying 80 cents, they're paying 17 cents. If someone fills up at 10 gallons, they're giving the consumers 30 cents at 30 cents for that 10 gallons. So that's 47 cents versus 87 cents. So it's a win for consumers, and it's a win for the gas station.
Well, I'll say this right off the bat. I think anything that gives more competition and that restricts the big banks being able to have these oligopolies and rapists on merchant charges is good, but you just said it. This is the driver's license or the ID directly bypassing things going right to the private Federal Reserve that is basically trying to go for a cashless society. I mean, were you approached with this idea, sir, or where did you come up with this idea? Because I see areas of it that look good, but then down the road, I mean, why is the Federal Reserve involved? Or, again, why don't the credit card companies just offer this? I mean, explain this to us.
Okay. Well, this all came about because around mid-2004, Visa and MasterCard was in a lawsuit with Walmart and the rest of the retail industry where they wanted the right to choose between a credit card, a signature debit card, and a PIN debit card because there's a big difference between a PIN debit card, which is 65 cents a transaction, and a signature debit card, which is 1.95% a transaction. So once that lawsuit was settled and Visa and MasterCard lost, it gave the opportunity for a company such as ours to entrepreneurialize the automatic clearinghouse to be able to take a low-cost settlement system and bring merchants a lower cost of settlement.
Mike Rivero?
Well, it sounds to me like the only way this is going to work is if the gas station switches over to the driver's license-based system and terminates their existing contracts with the other credit card companies because I think, as you said, they write into the contract that they cannot offer a cash discount. It seems likely to me that they will put a similar clause in their contract saying you may not go with this alternate system, which could open up a whole restraint of trade lawsuit. But obviously the credit cards are going to oppose this, you know, by some means. And I'm having a hard time picturing gas stations willingly shutting off their Visa and MasterCard associations.
Well, you have gotten it through with the loophole. I mean, it says grocery stores and...
Mike, if I may, I can understand your statement, but it's an assumption that I don't see happening. This is not in violation of the current processing agreements. Today, gas stations have other forms of payment, such as...
How many stores have signed up with your system, and then how many people, roughly?
Okay. This is an emerging market. This was not available several years ago. Today we have 1,700 gas stations signed up that we'll be implementing through the remainder of 2007 and 2008. We anticipate to have 5,000 stations signed on this year.
Austin, how many have implemented so far?
Austin is a test market with 3 stations. We're starting in with a company by the name of Flash Foods, which is a convenience store chain in northern Florida and Georgia. They have 180 stores, and we're signing up independents all across the country.
Okay, well, obviously, I think you're probably a good guy, and you're just, you know, the American way competition. I happen to have seen documents and learned from insiders that we're all going to be paying for everything with our driver's license. I've been telling people this for more than 10 years, and voila, here you are. And I think that you're going to be used in the end game just to implement all this, but it sounds like you're going to make a lot of money in the process, and some people are going to save some money in the process. But they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but we'll see how this fleshes out. I appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You bet. Well, there you go. Mike Rivero, thanks for letting me have that guest on while you were on. Overall, what do you think of this?
Well, again, my concern is if the credit card companies are able to enforce a no cash discounts clause in their agreement, when the contracts come up for renegotiation, I would expect them to attempt to find some way to say that no discounts can be offered for any alternative payment methods to basically negate that advantage. You know, the credit card companies do have the financial resources and the legal muscle to basically take it to court and tie it up in court, regardless of whether they're right or wrong.
Sure, and they want to force a monopoly global cashless society because then they can hide all the fees and taxes they want in there.
Absolutely. The other concern I have, as I mentioned before, I tend to do as much of my transactions as I can with cash. We're seeing the end of an evolution away from the citizens' control of their own wealth to total government control of their own wealth. And we started originally with gold and silver-based money. Then we went to a fiat currency system where the worth of the money is under the control of the government. The income tax code is set up to coerce where you spend your money and how you spend your money, and now with this global card computer-based system, the government will ultimately have complete control over what you spend your money on. And given the amount of mistakes we've seen in our justice system and our tax system and our financial system, I think ordinary citizens are going to find themselves terribly, terribly inconvenienced, to put it delicately, by this system.
Mike Rivero, we've got a break. The final segment's coming up. When we get back, I want to ask you about where you see the government-sponsored terror going. These fake terror alerts, these fake Patsy busts aren't working anymore. More and more is coming out about German, the Israelis, the U.S., the British, the Russians staging terror. Where you see all of that going and where you see the debates tonight with Ron Paul and how that revolution is playing out. We'll talk to Mike Rivero on the other side of this quick break. You can check out his radio show and his website at whatreallyhappened.com. Before I end this segment, I want to tell you about a wonderful company. I've got a year's supply of food for 3 people from them. They are the name in storable foods. They are the oldest and largest continually operating company in the United States. It is the Michael J. Stevens Group, and their number, ladies and gentlemen, is 1-800-409-5633. You should be diversified. Everybody knows that. And as part of your insurance, it's very affordable. You should have at least a year's supply of food. You should have it in your attic or in a storage facility near your house or in your garage. It lasts longer if you keep it, you know, around room temperature or cooler. It lasts more than 10 years, but it'll last 5, 6, 7, 8 years in the hot. Mine's in the garage. Also got some in the attic. But the point is that you need to have this. You need to have firearms, some precious metals, but your friends, that's the most important thing. I mean, community, family, people that will support you, that you can support. But I'm telling you, food is right up there in the top three things you need. Give them a call, the J. Michael Stevens Group at 1-800-409-5633. And I don't do this because I'm afraid, with the dollar plunging. And people were hungry during the Depression, by the way. A lot of them starved. Grapes of Wrath type stuff is mild compared to what will happen today if we have a true implosion. I hope it doesn't happen. But regardless, in 5-6 years, if something bad hadn't happened, this is high-quality organic storable foods. You can eat your investment. This is insurance you will be able to use. Or if you go out and do a lot of camping or give it to the local food, you know, food bank, whatever. I mean, I got storable foods going back like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. I've actually got 3 groups of storable foods. One is a month old. Some are 3 years old, and some is 7, 8 years old. I got to go ahead and give away the 7 or 8 year old stuff, but that's so old, I'll probably just dump it. Doesn't matter. It's insurance, and I will continue to do this because I know it's the way to go. 1-800-409-5633, or you can simply check them out online at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Just E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or check out the banner on prisonplanet.com. And do not forget that I have made 15 documentary films. We're almost sold out on Terror Storm, the first edition. The second edition comes out in a month and a half. Get your Terror Storm. All the copies we send out are signed. We've got less than 200 left. Infowars.com. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Little beats in me.
segment with our guest. Before we go back to Mike Rivero and wrap up this transmission, ladies and gentlemen, I want to invite you to visit another one of our wonderful sponsors, and that's ResearchHerbs.com. What I like about ResearchHerbs.com is they've been around for a long, long time, and they go with the mainline stuff, but really concentrated formulas of minerals and different cofactors and nutrients and vitamins, and they've just got a lot of mainline stuff you probably never heard about, and they're patriots, and they're a great source at a great value of a lot of things that will really be good for your family and your health. And one of those is Live 52, is the world's best-selling liver support formula. It has been over 300 clinical trials and research studies, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals. Find out all the details at their website. An herbal remedy registered as a drug in over 45 countries. It is an amazing liver detox, and the liver obviously is one of the key organs in the body. 1-800-845-3241, 1-800-845-3841, or researchedherbs.com, or a banner up on prisonplanet.com. Going back to Michael Rivero. Michael, in closing, where do you see all this going? I mean, if their false flag events aren't working, if their provocateur fear-mongering isn't working, where they misname imaginary buildings, the Liberty Building, and say that Al-Qaeda wants to blow it up and show footage of flying saucers blowing it up. I mean, they really did that on Fox. For listeners to think I'm joking, I'm not joking. I mean, what are they going to have to do? It seems like everything they're doing is stalling and that they really are being revealed.
Well, we're seeing an evolutionary process. The reality of how information flows through a society is changing right before us because of radio shows like yours, websites like mine. The games and tricks that used to work during the height of the Cold War and even before that don't work anymore. Now, the smart players are going to realize that the world has changed around them, and they are going to have to evolve to deal with the new reality of not being able to get away with these things anymore. The problem is that we are all hostage to whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And somewhere out there, the real danger is that there's going to be somebody who says, yes, we can make it work one more time as long as we do something so big that it will shock them into the fear that we want. So I tend to think that the false flags should be fading away, but there's always the possibility that somebody who feels they've got no choice at all is going to try one more really, really big one to kick off this global
war. Also, when they put in new politicians, they know it's a new ball game to a certain extent, or at least it has been in the past. Now it's not. People learned that trick because they've done it so many times. But I think we're in real danger when a Hillary or a Barack Obama goes in for them doing it.
Absolutely. I'm very much concerned about how many of our current presidential candidates seem to be more worried about what Israel thinks of them than the American voters. And I don't want to be in the position of recommending candidates, but I would recommend to voters be very distrustful of people who seem to be getting a lot of money for their campaigns, because that money is not coming from ordinary citizens, and it is coming from people who want something back for it.
Well, look at them. The Bush family supporting Fred Thompson. That's because they want him to head off Ron Paul.
Absolutely. Ron Paul has become a real threat to the existing structure.
And then with the Democrats acting like they're anti-war, they're a bunch of warmongers.
I think they just basically handed the Congress back to the GOP in 2008 when they voted down the Iraq timetable.
Mike, tell folks about your Saturday morning show.
Okay, my show is the What Really Happened radio show. It's on GCN Live from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time every Saturday. You can listen over the web and call in, and we have a very good time and a lot of very interesting guests.
Mike, it's always great having you up here once a month. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you on the web at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.